You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh, we're here.
Okay, okay. Hang on a sec. That really went off on its own tangent, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like the remix version.
It's almost like it was over before it began.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. You've heard the outro, but wait to hear what's before the outro and after the intro. Alice, take it away.
I love being in that liminal space between outro and intro.
I'm just like, you know, Christopher Nolan it, you know, outro first.
Gorgeous. Let's so postmodern. Yeah. But we're not here talking about postmodern concepts in cinema, but we might be in the context of theatre and performance, live performance. We're talking about Perry, the next show to come to the basement. It's on next week. The played by I love this term and I use it a lot, and all the listeners will be like, oh, you said that last time, but I truly mean it. The effervescent Tom Clark. But Tom's not here. Which is a shame.
Yeah,
but we've got Perry in the studio. Perry.
Oh, there you're going. Good to see you. Not there.
I'm glad you could make it.
No, not a problem. The traffic would run to bed and I thought I got caught behind the track. But at the end of the day, you just got to find a parking spot, and when you got that, right, you just got easy getting a carrot.
It is very hard to find a parking spot.
No, tell me about it. Mind the diseconomy? I think not.
Yeah. So, Perry, you're here. You've got a show that's coming on.
It's sort of a change. Sort of a theatre. I walked into the room and see what happened, you know?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, we never know, right? We never know whether it will be. Does it depend entirely on your mood, how you're feeling?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, like.
Oh, now I know. I'm pulling your leg. I know what that means. No. I'm just trying to do my best. But at the end of the day, it's not the end of the day. So, if anyone wants to come on down and come on down to the basement, I'd be lovely to have you all there. Make sure you can make a friend, new friend.
Yeah, new friend. So, would you say it's kind of a social experience?
I do like to talk to the audience. Yes. I like to get up and in your face and say, hello, how are you going? But you know, you can trust me. I'm a very trustworthy man.
You are.
That's right.
Yes, in fact, I've been to see your show before, Perry.
Oh, no, have you? Oh, my God.
I did. And
what
I felt,
hell?
You know, I know. It was your reputation precedes you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I do try.
Yeah. You. In fact, I think I was very moved at how present you were.
No, what the hell? That's so nice. I do try.
I was really impressed with your mime.
Oh, they're giving away a spoiler.
You could do some for us now on the radio.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Impressive.
Oh, my God, yum.
Never seen anything like it.
No, you had to come to the theatre to see more.
Yeah, it's moving. It's transcendent.
I think I'll go now. I've got to go get my car and I'd run out of parking time.
Okay, all right. Well, toodaloo. Thank you so much for going. Okay, it was lovely talking to you.
I need another one. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What came over the studio?
Well.
I'm sort of manic demon.
I know, some incredible. Kind of redeeming. This show is the show that keeps on giving. Do you feel like there's a part of Perry that is just deep in your soul? And then in this sort of environment, just something happens and alive he comes?
Absolutely. I think Perry, hi everyone, it's Tom here. I think Perry is sort of like, I'm an old man clown I made a long time ago, and he always helps me feel slightly more liberated from the way that I'm feeling in the moment. So he's always like the key to me being the naughtiest and most rule-breaking that I can possibly be, although he was very well behaved just before.
He was. I was going to say, I was a bit nervous of where he might go.
No, he understands the assignment.
What? You know, this notion of clowning, look, we
it's
say
not
it as a
clown.
Well, you know, it's funny, we're like, clown. People were like, but what is this? Is this like, you know, freaky, like, but we'll have none of that.
No.
What is it?
A clown, or, I mean, I'm even bastardizing the actual thing itself further from what it is.
Right.
But my understanding of clown is someone who helps the audience laugh with each other about a stupid thing, and is it's all about being present with the audience and looking at them right in the eye and making an apple appear and then telling them they're stupid for believing in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we love to be put in our place.
That's right.
Do you know what, though? It's interesting because if we think about experiences in theatres, well, that happens, and, you know, people are titillated by it and they love it and they think it's so great. But maybe in our daily life we don't like that at all.
I don't think so.
We're scared to have that happen to us, or we feel embarrassed or betrayed. But there's some,
yes.
Yeah, there's something about Perry where we don't feel embarrassed and betrayed.
Well,
you might, but you like, you're giving us permission to have a bit of fun.
Well, can I tell you, I think that the Basement Theatre, which is where I'm performing it, the crowd who goes to the Basement Theatre generally are like, they're up for it.
Yeah,
you walk in the doors and you're sort of like, you've made the contract to go and see some strange experimental piece of theatre.
Yes.
So you already, like, you sit down in your seat, I imagine, and you go, okay, I wonder what will happen.
Yeah, great.
So people who don't know that thing, I think they will have a slightly more... confronting is not the word, but interesting experience.
Because
the show is interactive. The show is sort of about being with people in the room.
It is quite scary, you know, but you do, if you're up for it, it can actually be thrilling.
Yeah.
There's obviously this, the Red Bastard, who is like, look, a performer from like, you know, I feel like many decades ago even maybe. Have you heard of the Red Bastard, Matthew?
No, I thought you were talking about Santa Claus.
Oh, well,
that's the other Red Bastard.
The other Red Bastard.
It was like a thing like, you were Scottish play or like, you know.
The bastard.
Don't say the word.
Who is a, you know, he's a buffoon, went to Edinburgh, and people claim of like quitting their jobs.
Truly.
Breaking up with their partners of 30 years.
Because, like, he calls people in the show, he does all these sort of transgressive stuff to try and like get the audience to be honest with themselves.
I've had some experiences like that at Basement, I have to say.
Yes.
Seeing Bubba.
Oh, Bubba, absolutely.
I think I yelled at a white person something I shouldn't have. But they were laughing, so I was allowed
to. Also, the show gave you permission to do that.
Totally.
And the space gave you permission to do
that. It told you absolutely you had to, otherwise you're in trouble.
Exactly.
I actually had forgotten that. That's so gorgeous. Shout out to Bubba. So I was going to say, where do you sit on that continuum?
Well, I think in terms of giving people permission to do things, well, I ask if the audience is to come in and suspend their disbelief and imagine that things are real.
Yes.
And then what Perry does over the course of the evening is slowly make you feel like an idiot for believing in mime in the first place.
Yes, I love that. Can you talk to me about like the logic driving that? Is it because actually he's like a deeply low status character? Like, what is
I think he's the most high status character.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that the theatre is sometimes, I don't know, like there's a whole lot of ritual and sort of feeling around the theatre that makes it feel exclusive, and there are always these kind of like kooky spaces where people come in and they do their like high art, and I think that sometimes there's a perception that like theatre is deeply inaccessible, and I think when I was making the show I was sort of like, I just want to do something that's fun and a bit stupid. And the best thing I could do was think about how to like kind of make fun of theatre in a way. So it's sort of like, it's a show that's sort of like poking a sort of meta-theatrical buzzer and being like, we've all come here to imagine something. Look at how stupid you are.
Stupid you all are. Let's all feel stupid together.
But also, I should say that this version of the show, this old man who I have sort of thought of as a different persona as myself, is now more of a character. So he has a story that is in the show, and whether or not that's true is up for you to decide.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with you, Tom Clunk.
Oh God.
So this show has had many lives, it's had many iterations.
Meh.
It's award-winning.
Tell me about it.
Gone everywhere, but it's back in Auckland. Off the back of your success of performing in many things, you're obviously an actor, you're an actor for hire, if anyone needs
one.
But you were raunchly cast in ATC's Mary, and now Perry is your own work.
That's right. It's good to see a guy trying to make it on his own.
Yeah, you're bringing the show back, and what is it that you're wanting to kind of, what's this season about for you?
Oh, this season for me is the same thing that it always is, which is like unlocking naughtiness, giving myself permission to be a bit stupid and crazy.
Oh,
and also, like, I had such a good time in Mary with ATC. It was this like huge, grand show, I got to do some huge, big acting, which was
big acting.
So fun. I got to shout and scream and dance and
yes, gorgeous costumes. Everywhere.
Yeah, gorgeous gowns, beautiful gowns.
Gowns, one of the gowns.
And now this is sort of like the continuation of that momentum. And also, I want to make more work. And this was something that I've had, and I wanted to like pop it up and
get
keep
it on
going.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love that. I do think there is something to be said for the momentum of when you're in something and then you wanting to do your own, you know, like you're in it and you want to do the thing, your own thing. You're going, and if I was doing my thing, I would do it like this. And then this is your job.
Have you read The Artist's Way? I don't want to be that person.
But go on. You go, because I'm on week one for the 17th time.
Gorgeous.
And I realise we're But Artist's Way, go.
I read The Artist's Way. I absolutely love it. It was the thing that helped me sort of I chose creative work over my stable job at the beginning of the year.
Yes, huge, amazing.
Tell me about it. And it gave me like a hunger to go and do something creative for myself and make stuff. And I know that sounds
beautiful,
just super wanky, but also, my God, the gift of creating things is so fun.
Yes.
And it's made me feel very happy and fulfilled, and I feel that with this show.
Gorgeous. Perry, it's on at the Basement, opening next Tuesday.
You've got 7th of October. Through to the 11th of October at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. is such a sweet spot to go and have
a
show.
It's
because it's when babies have been put to bed, when they are sleeping, and mummies can go and watch shows.
Oh, wow.
Which is how I will be able to be at Perry.
Oh, nice.
Tom Clark, thank you so much. People go to basementtheatre.co.nz to get a ticket.
Yeah.
I would definitely say get a bloody ticket to the show and become unleashed.
Well, I do have to say this. I just, you know, there are some content warnings on the website.
Oh yeah!
I just have to read out,
please.
Just to be fair.
Yes,
be responsible.
Please.
Yes, thank you.
So strobe light.
Yes.
Loud noises.
Yes.
Unintelligible garbling. And some trigger warnings. We've got screaming.
Yes.
Crying.
Yes.
Death.
Yes.
Destruction.
Yes.
A grief is a classic. Tricks.
Yes.
Animal cruelty, which
unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. And raw poop with a question mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, who's to say?
Very difficult.
If people weren't convinced before, I think they would be now.
This is the time. The time is
now. Well, famously animal-hating listeners.
Look, will it be animal cruelty, or will you feel stupid for thinking that there's an animal on stage? We've yet to find out.
Oh, this is extremely existential.
Can I also say to the people who are listening now, I'm going to release a ticket deal over the next 48 hours. If you go to the Basement website and enter the code, I've forgotten what the code is. No! If you go to my Instagram is tom.aclark. There will be a video talking about that today, and you can go for the next 48 hours and book cheap tickets to the
show. Tom.aclark. Oh, tom.clark. Is that Clark with an E?
A in the middle. So tom.a, just the letter A, dot. Clark with an E.
Tom.a.clark.
And there,
and there
well.
You can find the code that you can enter on the Basement website to get cheap tickets for the next 48 hours. Aren't you lucky?
So also, you should have put in the trigger warnings that you look a lot like my old friend, my old flatmate Darren from 26 years ago.
Oh, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
Oh, I'm really happy
but
for
I
you
miss
then.
Him.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
So,
hello to Darren if you're listening.
Yeah,
get in touch, please.
He doesn't live in New Zealand.
Oh, Darren.
Yeah.
He could listen to the B-cast.
But he
afterwards.
Said he might move back. So, I mean, look, there's a lot of just having a whirlwind of emotions over here. But we might have to leave it there.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much for coming in, both of you.
Oh, my pleasure. And my pleasure too. And then my very fantastic drama on here at the theatre.
And you, Alice.
Thank you.
Well, you've already heard the outro, so we're straight into a song. Okay.
What song are you going to play?
Oh, you'll know when you hear it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.